You see what I'm saying? Like they can't give you an honest opinion because their opinion has to be in some way that makes you favor them. So that opinion is on the condition of you're accepting it.
Well, yeah, isn't that the times though? We live in the fucking the echo chambers of social media where you say anything that's outside the construct of what everybody else agrees in, then
No, facts. That's
we talked about this yesterday. You're antisocial. You're a narcissist. You're whatever the fuck because
Yeah.
you're
They
not
put
in
you in one of
agreement
these
with everybody else.
boxes.
And it's like, how can you even have actual friends that it's not even about disagreeing or agreeing. It's just about niggas can't talk honestly.
No, yo, that's all it is. This and unless it's like me and you talking, you can't. You gotta figure some way to sugarcoat this shit, so someone feels comfortable enough that they don't feel like they're being attacked or you're scheming, nigga, like.
Like, well, this is what it is, right? This is why everybody needs shit sugarcoated. This is why everybody feels attacked. Everybody feels triggered. All this other bullshit phrases and words they're coming out with nowadays, right? Because not too many motherfuckers believe in their own thoughts because their own thoughts are not even their own thoughts, if that makes sense. Everything these niggas is thinking is something that they didn't learn from a meme page, from a motherfucking social media influencer, or for somebody that they look up to that they have aspirations to be, or they want to live vicariously through, but don't have the fucking heart in they self to go out and not be able to, and not even be able to do it by actually trying. They're not even trying to fail or trying to do some shit and not be able to do it because they just rather somebody else be doing it, and they live through that person's goals and views and thoughts on life. And if anybody says anything contrary to it, and just in passing, not even saying it directly to them, they feel. They feel slighted.
Yo,
because
facts.
The only way
That's
you
a
can feel
fact.
slighted is if you don't have any sort of like foundation and belief in what the fuck you're doing and what you're saying with yourself. I can't feel slighted by many things because I truly believe what the fuck I believe in what I'm saying. And if I'm even wrong, I still have the ability to grow and move forward and contradict myself next week. It doesn't fucking matter.
That's a fact. That's the lovely part about it, nigga. That's what I realized. You don't got to be static in any of your opinions.
You don't got to
You
be
don't.
static in your life in general.
At all, nigga. Everything, because everything is always moving in constant motion, even if you think shit is still. And the reason why niggas don't want to, like, move at all is because the fear of being wrong, or some rejection, or someone saying no, or the fear of you taking a step and it's the wrong step. As we both know, there ain't no way you're gonna do anything without fucking up. No matter if it's from like money or bitches to family, you're gonna fuck it up.
It's
what
like,
you do after you fuck it up?
Right. You rather fuck it up now, like we doing in this stock shit, right? You rather lose money now when you're only putting in so much money anyway. Lose your 50, 100, 200, 300, 400. 500, lose your $1,000, nigga. Fuck it. Because when you start winning, you're gonna be losing tens of thousands, but you're gonna be making hundreds of thousands.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're gonna be losing thousands, but you're gonna be making tens of thousands. You're gonna be keep on losing hundreds, but be making thousands. It's like, and that's just in the stock. And it's, we already know if you really just look at it, the whole stock shit is nothing but the world of people's emotions running rampant. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's
every
all
day.
It is. Every single day. And it's just on a chart. So it's like, that's the weird thing though. Even though these niggas is like being stagnant and static in their lives, the emotions is running rampant. And these companies and these institutions feed off of their emotions being swayed because these niggas are easily swayable. You know what I'm saying? Because they have no solidity and foundation within themselves and then with their emotions. Even though they got all this pseudo spiritual, whatever the fuck they want to call it, these niggas is feeding off that too. You know what I'm saying?